Yesterday morning at around 11 a.m., the Garfield County Sheriff's Office initiated a closure in both directions of Interstate 70 and Highway 6 between Rollison and West Rifle. This in response to a possible stabbing incident. According to the Sheriff's Office, an individual fled to the nearby hillside and positioned himself in a rocky area near the interstate. Suspecting that the man might have a gun, authorities closed I-70 and U.S. 6 in the interest of public safety.
You know, typically on a closure, we often, and especially in that neck of the woods, we often have a detour route available to us, which is U.S. 6. But unfortunately, because of where this incident was occurring, even U.S. 6 was too close to it. So we had to do the full closure of I-70, both eastbound and westbound, and the frontage road of U.S. 6.
Tracy Truelove, communications manager for the Colorado Department of Transportation, informed KDNK that CDOT works closely with law enforcement in these types of scenarios.
CDOT has a very powerful working relationship with local law enforcement. And so when they have something happening that's happening close to the highway, they reach out to our teams and to Colorado State Patrol. And then we obviously today instigated a road closure in support of an operation they had going on.
At 12:30, it was reported on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page that the possibly armed suspect was being talked down from the hillside. Eventually, the Garfield County All Hazards Response Team was deployed to retrieve him. No shots were fired and the suspect was in custody by 2:30 p.m., allowing eastbound I-70 and U.S. 6 to reopen by 2:45, followed by westbound I-70 at 3:15, once emergency vehicles and St. Mary's Care Flight were cleared.
You know, we really try to update our code trip site for folks to let them know what's going on. We can't really put out estimated times opening because in a dynamic situation like what Garfield County Sheriff was in, it's tough to know when we're going to get open. So if you're sitting somewhere and monitoring it, social media is a great tool to go to. And I know, again, it's inconvenient for a lot of folks, but it's just impossible not to put safety at the forefront.
The individual was apparently unarmed, and an investigation into what led him to flee to the hillside is underway. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.